Anyway, should we talk about something else? And especially when it comes to sounds, because I love sounds. I think working in radio, you get one of those buzzes every time you hear an interesting sound. And when you're walking around, probably I would say I am listening to sounds more than the average person because of that. So you walk through Nottingham City Centre, for instance, and you will hear all kinds of noises, the kind of noises of people passing by, there's the trams, and the kind of noises that you'll notice as well, you know, the Little John in the Old Market Square, beautiful sounding bell, there's the fountains in the summer. You can imagine it now, can't you? In the Market Square in the summer, the kids running around in the summer holidays in the fountains there. All sounds that you would naturally associate with the city of Nottingham, and sounds build a powerful picture of a place. How about some of the more unusual Nottingham sounds, though? Have a listen to this one. Now, you heard that, you wouldn't naturally associate that with the city of Nottingham, would you? That is the sound of the building work going on Triumph Road at the minute. How about this one? Well, it's obviously a supermarket. You can hear the beeping, can't you, of the tills in the background there. And there's an odd Nottingham accent in there too. So a supermarket at Christmas, although there was no Christmas evidence really there, was there? How about this one? That was a road. End of. In fact, if you're wondering which road, it was Station Street.
Yeah, sounded like somebody got a bit injured there. I heard a whoa, 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 whoa halfway through that on Station Street. But these Nottingham sounds have been recorded or submitted as part of a project to map out the cities of the world, all through sound. Well, Stuart Folks has been set out to create an interactive sound map, and he's here for you this morning. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning.
So why? Why have you decided to do this?
So the project's called Cities and Memory, and one of the things it's really wanting us to do is to help people kind of listen to the sounds of the world around them. So there's a few reasons for this. One, obviously, is that, as you just identified in the introduction there, that sound's quite beautiful, and that it surrounds us every single day in our daily lives. And after all, sound is it's the first sense we're aware of. You know, we can all hear before we can see. So it's kind of, it's the first sense of, you know, of which we become aware. And so we want to kind of use the project to help people to listen to what's going on around them and listen more closely, because there's another danger, which is that some soundscapes are in danger of disappearing. And so we need to think about which sounds are important to us and then how we might protect and preserve them in the future.
And why do you think people would be interested in sounds? Because, you know, everybody takes photographs nowadays, don't they? Everybody can take video as well on their phones. But what is it about sound specifically that you think does need to be, documented in this way?
I think there's what makes you appreciate sound, and then there's what needs to be protected. And what makes you appreciate it is that sound's actually such an intrinsic part of our daily lives. I mean, you've identified there some sounds in Nottingham that people can already kind of imagine them as you describe them, and you could play that sound to someone who lives in Nottingham and they'd be able to identify it instantly, and they would really associate it with part of their everyday life. It takes you back to a time and a place in a way that maybe only smell can do otherwise. So it's a completely different experience from looking at a photograph. And in terms of protecting sounds, they can disappear, and they can disappear without people really noticing them. So as an example, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in Haarlem in the Netherlands quite recently, and they had some town bells that used to ring every day, and they got turned off for a month while they repaired the bell tower. No one really noticed while the bells had gone, but as soon as the bells got reintroduced, and about a month later, the entire town was talking about it. They were all saying, oh my goodness, I've really missed the sound of those bells. They're such an important part of my life. I'm so glad that they're back. So it's actually one of those, not exactly absence makes the hearts grow fonder, but as soon as the sound comes back, people were kind of thinking, oh wow, I really missed part of my life there.
It's interesting, the sounds then that we were just playing from Nottingham, because I mean, the supermarket one, that could be any supermarket. The Station Street one, not necessarily, you know, it could be any street. Do you go for these more abstract sounds from cities, or do you want to hear things like the town bells and bits and pieces like that?
No, I mean, typically I would go for the more kind of indicative sounds that really characterise a town or a city and at a particular time and place, rather than more generic sounds. But part of the thing with the Cities and Memory project is that it's completely open to contributors around the world, and obviously everyone now has a recording device on them, you know, whether it's an iPhone or something more professional. So what that can mean is that people can just clip something on their phone, they can just send it to us and submit it. So those sounds that you've played from Nottingham have actually been sent to us by people who already live in the city and are just interested in the project.
And people from right the way around the world are doing this, are they? They're sending you sounds?
Yeah, we've got there's about 60 or so countries, so you know, you can hear everything from, you know, chanting in temples in Japan through to Peruvian shamanic songs in the Amazonian rainforest through to, you know, sort of the kind of sounds you'd expect to hear right across you know, England and the rest of Europe.
It's a fascinating project, Stuart. Have you always been into sound? Has this always been something that has just captivated you?
It has, yeah. I mean, I've been collecting field recordings, you know, wherever I've gone for probably about the last 10 years or so, and it's only in the last couple of years that I kind of worked out what to do with them, which was to put them all in this this sound map and kind of help to present them to the world and encourage people to do the same. And one of the things about the project is that in every location on the Cities and Memory sound map, you get not only the sound of the actual recording of the place, but you also get a remixed or reimagined version where an artist or a musician has taken that sound and created something new with it. So whether it's a remix or a piece of music or some kind of their kind of reflection, their interpretation on that. So if you listen to any of those Nottingham sounds on the website today, then you'll actually hear a different version of it as well, where someone's remixed that sound.
And what do you hope? What do you hope people do with this website?
Well, first of all, obviously, we hope that people come to the website and listen to the sounds. But what I really hope is that, particularly listening to the reimagined and remixed versions, it helps people to kind of reappraise and reappreciate the sounds around them, and actually maybe to take the headphones off, you know, one day a week when they walk to work, and actually listen to what's going on around them, and try to think about and appreciate what are the sounds that make up your everyday life, and what how important are they to you.
Stuart, thank you very much. Stuart Folkes there, who has created this website, citiesandmemories.com. You can find it. And he's right there. He's right. Like, I stopped listening to music when I was walking around about a year ago or so, and all of a sudden, you're suddenly aware of the sound. So walking down the canal, I walk along the canal quite a lot, and you start to hear the birds, and you can hear the changing of the seasons as well. And there's something about it that has got that escapism that perhaps you would be searching for when you're listening to music on your headphones, but actually you can just get from whatever's around you.